example of an economic opportunity for farmers in Belize, working with the Toledo Cacao Growers Association, who works with the UK Green and Black Chocolate Company. So it's like an international partnership. And it really brings a decent amount of income for the farmers, so hope you enjoy it. Okay, and my presentation is just about monitoring and evaluation. Here, you try. It's not just me. I know, I just ran through the whole entire thing. When it was
using the mouse? Or?
No, she was just using the what?
Alright, nobody even touch Ashley.
So the goal addressed in my presentation is to evaluate the strengths and weaknesses of organizations, in this case SHI, that are dedicated to bridging the ecology-economy interface on farms in New England and the tropics. So anyway, that's just that. All right. So I guess the objective of this presentation is to just stress the importance through, like, I'm not an expert or anything, I mean, but I'm just going to be talking about my experience and things. I'll be talking about my experience just as a total novice. I, like, showed up in Belize, just like, hey, what do you want me to do? And they gave me this monitoring and evaluation system, which was developed by, let's see, well, I'm getting ahead of myself. So, yeah, my 3-month internship is serving as a case study for this presentation, emphasizes the importance of evaluating constantly. That's about it. Okay, why evaluate? Our goal in this field of sustainable development is to eventually, in the long, long, long run, work ourselves out of a job by creating self-sufficient closed-loop systems, you know, make the farmers empowered, able to save their own seeds, plant their own trees, have a source of income, have family, social stability, all these things. I mean, that's the ultimate goal, is for us to not be needed anymore. So, that's that. That's the nursery, seedling nursery in Santa Cruz Village, in that picture. I'm not gonna read all these, obviously, but I just highlighted the key aspects. I'm sure you know what monitoring is. It's keeping track systematically of something, collecting information about it, testing or sampling. The method I used in Belize was just simple interviews of the participants and the staff. It was a very low-cost way of doing things. And I based my questions on key indicators, which are a definable and measurable quantity that demonstrates progress, in this case, of Sustainable Harvest International's ecological, social, and financial development progress with the farmers. Some examples are increase in participants joining, which we've seen some of those stats already from the other speakers, amount of family income, how many farmers are doing slash and burn still, how many families are having gardens, having better nutrition, different things like that is what you want to measure. So, again, some examples from Belize, SHI specifically, qualitative things that would be an example, the types of trees planted and, you know, the tolerance of those trees to the conditions and the different species of garden crops, and then the quantitative measures or indicators would be the stuff I listed before, like just, you know, number of trees and then, you know, specific nutrients that they get from what they're growing, the numerical values. sustainability is a really hard thing to define. It's got a long list of definitions. Here's one definition. The middle area, right here, is sustainability. Economy, environment, and society all have to be in balance. So that's what I was saying earlier. And a couple other definitions that were in my report was sustainable development should meet the needs of the people at present without overshooting the ecological abilities of the earth or compromising the health and life of future generations of people or other living beings on the planet. So, and like a living being is anything, trees, insects, different cultures of people, animals, all that. We want all these things to be not, you know, undermined by economic progress. So for something to be sustainable, waste must not systematically accumulate in nature, which is what we do in the U.S. with our dumps. We must have like a continuous cycle of reconstituting any materials that we take out. So that's what SHI does. The farmers cut down trees, but now they're planting them. So it's creating more of like a reinforcing cycle that is positive. Here's another definition of sustainability, just that instead of all three things being equal, as in the Venn diagram that you saw, the environment is more important because without it, we wouldn't be here. There's just, you know, that's where we get our food. The environment is the base, and then society comes next, and then the economy is the, I mean, it's important for the farmers to earn money, but on the whole scheme of things, the environment is most important, then the human interactions, and then the money, because the humans created the money, so we're more important than money, basically, which you already know that. This is just for fun, the space-time continuum. It's just supposed to show in a fun way about how, again, sustainability is really hard to define, but you just have to pick a time and a space that you're trying to make sustainable. In this case, it's Southern Belize. Okay, you already know that stuff. So the monitoring and evaluation system was not designed by me. It was designed by former visitors to Belize, Zamina Moncada and Michaela Brown. It was a document that I read when I got to Belize, and it's a five-phase, five-year plan and program cycle designed to measure the progress towards sustainability in each of the five phases. And so I didn't by any means design this. I just took out what I thought was relevant to Belize and then went and got the wheels rolling. But these people designed it. And phase one is 3 months long and it just entails gaining new members. Phase two, the goal is to, oh, there's three goals actually, implement sustainable land use practices, which alleviate poverty by restoring the environment, long-term use of harvests through food storage and nutritious food consumption is the second goal. Working with schools is the third goal. So then there's phase three, which is for farmers to form groups together, which my experience in Belize was that most of the farmers really just wanted to work by themselves for their own family. They didn't want to have networking within their village. So that was something that I brought up in my paper, that that's an area that, you know, it's up to SHI to decide if they want to try to make that better. Then phase four is developing the money side of things, having the groups. So once you have groups, you can have those groups get together, make a rural bank, you know, make an arts, little arts and crafts cooperative. Stuff like that to earn income. And then the last phase was basically being self-sustaining and, you know, autonomous enough to pass on their knowledge to other people and to start helping their neighbors like we already talked about, and be able to be just self-sustaining. So that's the system that was designed by other people. And then I just implemented it. So I started in Belize by just taking a quick tour for the first 2 weeks of some of the major projects, meeting the staff, meeting some of the farmers. Like I said, I read it, took notes, and then I designed a series of interview questions based on my notes. And so I had 10 questions asking how long people had been members, what were the participants' desires when they first joined, like why did they get interested in the first place, what they've been helped with so far, things like that, all the stuff that involves the five phases I put questions about. These are just some of my limitations to study. That's a bridge, not a river. So can't interview people if you can't get to the village. And then these are just some little snippets for my paper. As you can see, most, when I was there, this was summer 2005, so most farmers are still in phase two, even though they may have already been with SHI for longer than 2 years, which is the, you know, timeline based on the five-phase system. Willing to commit for 5 years, which is the limit to the system, was 66%. So there's some people in there that, I don't know, maybe aren't that sure if they want to stay with SHI, which I did see that when I was interviewing people. There were not a huge number, but a good number of people that were thinking about quitting because they didn't feel like, I don't know, but that was really a minority, so reasons for joining. I didn't have the corresponding information for that.
What were some of the reasons for joining?
Well, yeah, I forgot the table that goes with it, but I can look at my paper, actually. Let's see.
Mostly economic.
Yeah. Mostly to get also fruit trees was number one. So yeah, that comes down to economics. That comes down to selling in the market, the local town market. Every week, people would travel by bus to go to the most local town and have a open market to sell their produce. So most people wanted fruits, vegetables, cacao. Those were the top things people wanted. Chicken rearing was in the middle.
What was it?
Chicken rearing was in the middle of what people wanted, and those were the major reasons.
Because they wanted to learn all these?
Yeah, they wanted to have, I mean, a lot of people said they just simply wanted food for their family. Like, they just want these fruit trees and they want these vegetables to feed their own family because they have a lot of kids. So, that's a major reason. What else do I have here? Well, yeah, I already mentioned all that. Fruit trees was number one, vegetable gardening, just generally to see diversify their farms more. Cacao, as you tasted, it's a big one. Assistance received so far just shows, I just put this up here to show the diversity of things that SHI does. You know, they teach methods of organic fertilizers, they give materials like nursery bags, you know, barbed wire for fences, they give small scale livestock projects, different stoves, you've pretty much heard about all that already. That's just the charts that go with, actually no, this is their desires for the future. So most people wanted gardens in the future. Out of the livestock, most wanted chickens, but there was a good number that wanted help with getting pigs and pig raising was an interest. And then a lot didn't actually know what they wanted. That was something I mentioned in my report, was that there was sort of, I don't want to say a lack of vision, but like the lifestyle and the culture there is just very much oriented to, you know, day-by-day tasks, like tending your fields. They don't really think about, you know, what would I really want for the future. They don't have access to those types of resources. So that's why SHI is helping them with that.
Actually,
I'm running out of time, right?
I think
I'm trying to hurry.
Point, would you like to just interact with everyone for a couple of minutes?
Sure.
And then we can carry this discussion into the last session of the day, the Creating Links and Partnerships session.
Oh, sure.
But it looks like the other two groups are ready to go there. And so if we could just finish off a couple of questions and then we'll move on to that session. Darn PowerPoint.
Well, this is actually for everybody, but a couple of things you just said was really, my work had been in Mexico with farmer cooperatives that were organized by the farmers who then sought out help, technical help from other people in some ways. And what you just said about the lack of desires for the future or the reasons for joining or the comment you made about some people may be quitting and not really telling you why. Mm-hmm. Of course, it's very difficult in these kind of interviews to really, in the time that you had to spend with
right.
people, I'm sure, to get really in-depth answers. But I'm just wondering about the sort of overall strategy of kind of providing technical assistance to people more than those people figuring out for themselves what kind of technical assistance they want and seeking it out. So I just wonder if any of you wanted to comment on that.
I'll come in first.
The fact is, from Ashley's presentation that was done about a year ago, how many years now?
One and a half.
And the fact is, there have been a rapid change that most of these things, which they've color blue for years, now if you look at it, the percentage will be like 98% against those who will say no.
And
will say yes, they want to continue with SHI. Why am I saying this? When she was there, we never had any pay grid project. Now we have. When she was there, we never had irrigation project. Now we have. You get what I mean? So definitely, there have been, from what you hear today, and what is actually going on will send me back about 3 years back. And I don't want to go. I would want to go to now, present to future.
I'm not saying, your evaluation shows, there are problems. That's not what I was trying to say. I was trying to ask about what I heard from all of you was this, a sense of we will teach, we are providing tools and techniques to people more than sort of people figuring out what they want and then them seeking assistance. So,
if you can remember, I said it in I said that whenever a problem comes up, do you remember that? We take that problem as an opportunity. So they tell us what their problem is, and then we take it as an opportunity to give them a solution to that. So that makes us to help them in what they want to go on in the near future.
The model that you're looking at happens more towards the fourth and the fifth year of their involvement in the program. As Ashley said, when they're starting with the program, they can't, they can't look beyond their daily life. So it takes time for this to develop. But as it develops, then you do see more of the cooperative efforts. You see families starting to work together. You see the women's groups starting to come together. But that doesn't happen, in the first year, not very often. Is that?
But I think it is important to, just from an outside point of view, not being within the organization, that several of these methods and the tools do exist
right.
already, and it is just a case of applying them and figuring out how to apply them in that particular context with the maybe new pressures and things that are coming through economic development and livelihood changes. So I think that is an important part of it, is the interaction rather than just going in and saying, this is what's going to work. Really, it's important to maintain that collaboration.
It's why we don't have Americans there, for instance. It is all local. All the extensionists are from their area.
Question I had, unfortunately, we weren't able to listen to all the results, but two questions. One is, what prompted you to do an evaluation? What's the biggest use of it? What are your main findings? And how are you going to use those?
is that directed at me or everybody?
Anyone.
Well, they want, when I was originally looking at this internship, it was a different director than I have now, and he had said that Belize was not progressing as fast as the other three countries, so that's why they wanted to have that be the first SHI country to have this system, you know, designed by other people, put into place. So I was kind of just the one that went out on the ground and did my best to, you know, go by those guidelines that I had. The findings that I put in this report, Nana has told me, which made me very happy, that he read it cover to cover and got some good insight when he started as director, which was almost a year ago. It gave him a good idea of what the problems were already, so that now, like you've seen, people are getting more of these stoves, more school programs, which when I went, they didn't really have that many that SHR was doing. So a lot of the things that I pointed out are now getting better, so.
I'd just like to thank all four of our speakers for